This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Grim work in the storm zone.
Lifting up rubble, sending dogs in to find the survivor.
Missile flies over Japan.
North Korea is taking off some of its gloves.
Supreme Court takes up voting rights case.
The challenge to a newly redrawn congressional map in Alabama.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. More than 100 deaths are now blamed on Hurricane Ian, and hundreds of thousands of people are still without power in Florida 6 days after the ferocious storm hit. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez takes us to Sanibel Island, a once glittering tourist spot, now in tatters.
The extent of the destruction is staggering. Trees flattened, homes shredded, roads ripped apart.
The scenes here on Sanibel Island are almost apocalyptic. You don't see a soul. There's not barely a sound here except for a few birds and some of the helicopters that are still doing rescues and bringing supplies in and out.
As local officials sweep Sanibel Island to find survivors, some evacuees are returning to see the damage firsthand, like the Jankowskis brothers who took a boat here.
Devastation is unreal. It's kind of sad to see. It's horrible. I mean, you walk down these streets, you can't even recognize what streets they are. It's a tragedy.
In Puerto Rico, President Biden pledged $60 million in federal aid to recover from Hurricane Fiona.
We're going to make sure you get every single dollar promised. And I'm determined to help Puerto Rico build faster than in the past and stronger and better prepared for the future.
He visits Florida tomorrow. The United States has denounced North Korea for its most provocative missile launch in 5 years. This time, an intermediate-range ballistic missile was fired over Japan. Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
Coastal communities in northern Japan woke up to the sound of sirens and warnings to prepare to evacuate. North Korea fired the missile from near its border with China, right over Japan. It took 22 minutes to fly 2,800 miles, a record distance for a North Korean missile, and crash into the sea. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida condemned the launch. It was, he said, a reckless act.
CBS's Charlie Daggett reports now from eastern Ukraine, where Russian forces have been pushed back.
This morning, we crossed over into the Donbass region. As far as President Putin is concerned, we're now walking on Russian soil. But there's a heavy Ukrainian military presence here. On the way here, a couple of Ukrainian fighter jets flew overhead. What makes it concerning is when President Putin annexed these areas, he said that he would use everything at his disposal to defend what he called now Russian territory.
A Russian court says Brittany Griner's appeal will be heard in 3 weeks. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. The U.S. says she's wrongfully detained. CBS's Jan Crawford has more on a case today before the U.S. Supreme Court focusing on race and voting rights in Alabama.
The state is 27% black, but only one of Alabama's seven congressional districts is majority black. now represented by Alabama's only Democratic representative, Congresswoman Terry Sewell.
Having a congressional representation that's responsive to the needs of those communities is very important.
Evan Milligan, who grew up in Alabama and now leads the group Alabama Forward, sued, saying the state should have two black districts.
If I know my vote doesn't matter because of how the district has been drawn, then there's little incentive for me to participate.
Secretary of State John Merrill says the only way to possibly create two black districts is to focus solely on race, which Alabama argues shouldn't even be a consideration.
What the legislature attempted to do is to draw impartial districts that were unbiased.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and gift mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
The Daily Beast reports former football star and current Republican U.S. Senate candidate Herschel Walker paid for a woman he was dating to get an abortion in 2009. The report, which has not been confirmed by CBS News, indicates the woman has provided a receipt for the procedure, a check image for $700, and a get-well card allegedly signed by Walker. Walker, who has taken a public anti-abortion stance, denied the story last night on Fox News.
I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion, and it's a lie, and I'm going to continue to fight.
Walker's in a race with incumbent Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock. Former President Trump is suing CNN for $475 million, claiming the network has defamed him in an effort to hurt any future political campaign. It claims the phrase, "the big lie," has been used in reference to him more than 7,700 times since January 2021. A key capital attack trial got underway yesterday. CBS's Scott McFarland says prosecutors say the defendants planned an armed rebellion to try to stop the transfer of presidential power.
Five defendants in this landmark January 6 trial, including Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, whose defense attorney indicated Rhodes will take the stand before the end of this 6 to 7 week trial. The first witness was an FBI special agent who testified he helped secure the senators during the siege, some of whom he said he found in tears or in shock during the riot.
Indonesia's Soccer Federation has issued fines and has banned two officials from one team for life after the stadium riot that left at least 125 dead. Here in this country, an independent investigation into scandals in women's pro soccer found emotional abuse and sexual misconduct systemic in the sport. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
The report says abusive coaches move from team to team. Those in a position to correct the record stayed silent. Former U.S. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates led the probe.
The sexual misconduct varies here from really inappropriate misogynistic type comments to unwanted sexual advances to actual coercion by coaches.
Last season, 5 of the 10 head coaches in the National Women's Soccer League either were fired or stepped down amid allegations of misconduct.
Three men share the Nobel Prize in Physics for their work on quantum information science. Alain Aspect, John F. Clauser, and Anton Zellinger. The CDC has now dropped its country-by-country COVID-19 travel advisories. Fewer countries are now testing for the virus or reporting the number of cases. There's where the FAA will announce new rest time today for flight attendants, at least 10 hours between shifts. Flight crew unions have complained about fatigue caused by workdays lasting longer than 12 hours.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
There's new access to abortion in the Midwest.
Planned Parenthood says it will use a 37-foot RV as a mobile abortion clinic in Illinois. It will travel to the borders of adjoining states that have banned abortions since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade.
The mobile abortion clinic is a way to reduce travel times and distances in order to meet patients at the Illinois border. This will make a dramatic impact on their access.
Dr. Colleen McNicholas is with Planned Parenthood in St. Louis. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Three U.S. Postal Service employees are among four people arrested in connection with a $1.3 million fraud and identity theft scheme. Authorities say it went on for nearly 5 years in the New York City metropolitan area, with credit cards in the mail stolen and then used to make purchases at high-end stores. Five others are sought in connection with the case. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in. No matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.